I'm joined on stage here at the Chief Theater of the Great Northern Radio Show with Minnesota author Neil Johnson, who has a book called The Resorts of Minnesota, exploring the heritage and history of Minnesota's family resorts. Okay, yeah. And Neil, now, first of all, before we go any further, you're from Debs.
Yes, yes. I am from Debs. It was a great place to grow up. I remember the 4th of July celebration, a big event up there where me and Pete Strand owned the egg toss one year.
All right. And the other interesting thing is, in this book, you settle the Paul Bunyan where is he from debate.
Absolutely.
And where is he from?
From Bemidji, the first city on the Mississippi. Some people were confused and thought it was Brainerd.
We've cleared it up.
Yes.
All right. Very good. So you went to resorts all over Minnesota, and what was it like getting this book together?
It was a blast. I mean, it was, I left corporate America and did this book, and it was absolutely fun. I think it was tougher on my wife than me. You know, she was at home with all the kids, and I did get to bring the kids sometimes, but we put on about, 40,000 miles doing that book. There were four of us who shot photos. We shot over 20,000 images. It was a big project, but I was really pleased with the end result, and I wanted to get into that. The stories of the family-run resorts. I mean, there used to be almost 5,000 resorts in the state, and there's now about 900 left. But there's still the same number of beds. So, you know, you've had places get bigger, and I think that's the history that people have focused on, are the big places. And I wanted to cover, what are these 10-cabin resorts like? And how did those develop? And the ones that are still here, why are they still here?
What was your favorite one?
You know, it's a great question. I get to ask that a lot. It depends on what people are looking for. I like the outdoors experience. So I really liked the two water access only properties in there, Angle Inn Lodge and Wilderness Bay Lodge. But I took a family vacation to Westridge Shores in Alexandria. And they have an art studio on site with kilns. And our kids came back with all kinds of art trinkets that they put together. It was great.
That's cool. You know, so what's going through the mind of a resort owner as they're getting ready here in the springtime?